proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a new series about Elisha, the successor to the prophet Elijah. Elisha was also known as the plowman prophet, based on the fact that Elijah found Elisha while the latter was plowing a field. Elisha watched chariots of fire transporting Elijah to heaven, leaving him alone. Elisha would thenceforth serve God as his spokesman to the nation of Israel, and he certainly had his work cut out for him. Though Ahab had died, his influence continued to exist, at least for the foreseeable future. Jehoram, the son of Ahab, reigned in the northern kingdom of Israel. Ahaziah, who had married Ahab's daughter, Athaliah, Ahaziah would follow his father, Jehoshaphat, on the throne of Judah. Baal worship still pervaded Jewish society, despite Elijah's public triumph at Mount Carmel. Elisha had much in common with Elijah. Neither man received formal theological training. Wicked monarchs hated and feared both men. Both men represented a minority religious viewpoint among their countrymen at that time. And yet, God provided immediate and indeed dramatic answers to the prayers of both Elijah and Elisha. Yet several differences existed between the two men. Elijah immediately burst onto the scene when he began his ministry. Elisha spent a period of time under Elijah's tutelage before he engaged in public ministry. Elijah sometimes fell prey to depression, evidenced when he requested for God to take his life at Horeb. We never read about Elisha giving way to despair at any time in his life. While Elijah came across as a solitary figure, Elisha seemed to enjoy greater social interaction with his countrymen. Elisha commenced his own ministry by replicating the final deed of Elijah's ministry. Elisha took the mantle that his predecessor had given him, struck the Jordan River with it, and cried out, quote, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" unquote. He was not inquiring about Elijah's whereabouts, or for that matter, where God was. Elisha, after all, recognized that the power which Elijah manifested came from God. Elisha called upon God to show himself mighty with him, as God had already done with Elijah the prophet. Why did Elisha cry out to God? He knew that 50 of those men known as the sons of the prophets stood on the other side of the Jordan River. They were observing him. Elisha wanted these men to understand that God had chosen him to complete the work that Elijah had started. Their exclamation, quote, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha," unquote. Their exclamation indicated that they acknowledged the legitimacy of that transaction, that God had indeed chosen Elisha to succeed Elijah. Those men, the sons of the prophets, urged Elisha to seek after his predecessor. After all, Elijah the prophet had previously vanished from public view for extended intervals. Perhaps God had merely transported him to some other location, as God had done in times past. They felt that by searching the countryside, perhaps they might have been able to find Elijah the prophet. Why did Elisha acquiesce to their request to look for his predecessor? The text of 2 Kings chapter 2 denoted that these sons of the prophets, quote, urged him, Elisha, until he was ashamed, unquote. Perhaps their repeated importunity embarrassed him and caused Elisha to acquiesce to something that he knew would be a futile gesture. At any rate, Elisha allowed the sons of the prophets to engage in their fruitless search for his predecessor, Elijah. When they returned, Elisha upbraided them for their unbelief. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.